Good morning. I'm Paul Bernier with three things to know from the WCBS 880 newsroom. Number one, a messy PM commute. This morning's clouds give way to snow by this afternoon, changing over to sleet and rain, but areas south of the city could pick up 3 to 6 inches. Tomorrow's high temperatures, by the way, are in the mid-50s. We'll be talking to Craig Allen this morning in WCBS News Radio 880. He's streaming exclusively on the radio.com app. Number two, police in Wayne, New Jersey say the driver who plowed into a gas station killing three people had overdosed on drugs. Jason Vandery was revived with Narcan. He's now charged with manslaughter. The crash on Route 23 killed a 50-year-old man, his 17-year-old son. The gas station attendant was also killed. Number three, thousands are expected on the streets of Hampton Bays, Long Island, for the 10 a.m. funeral of NYPD Detective Brian Simonson, who was killed last week in Queens in a case of friendly fire. In sports, Manny's Millions. Free agent Manny Machado has agreed to a deal with the Padres for 10 years, $300 million. An official announcement will be made tomorrow or Friday, we're told. The Devils lost to the Penguins 4-3 last night. The Rangers beat the Hurricanes 2-1. And your high-flying Islanders are in action at the Flames tonight. Here's the weather. There's a winter weather advisory from noon until 6 a.m. tomorrow. Cloudy and cold today with the snow arriving in the afternoon with a high of 32. It mixes with and then changes to sleet, freezing rain, and eventually just rain as temperatures slowly rise tonight through the 30s. 1 to 3 inch accumulation north and east of the city, maybe 3 inches around the city, and 3 to 6 inches of snow could fall to the south of the five boroughs. By the way, tomorrow's high temperatures are going to be in the mid-50s with a damp start. You can read more about our top stories and listen live at WCBS880.com.